Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Oftentimes, when we listen to the news too much or we think too much about what's going on in the world, it can become very overwhelming. So I thought I would do a podcast about something incredibly individual in nature, something very personal, something you can wrap your mind around and actually do something about in your own life. And that is the concept of gratitude. And the reason I'm choosing gratitude is because, you know, many of you know that I have a book called The Questions God Will Ask Prepping for the Final Exam. And in that book, I cover 12 principles. I call them frequencies or principles. And I call them that, and I'm going to do a brief explanation why, so that you understand then when I get to the principle or the frequency of gratitude, what it's all about. The reason that I call them principles or frequencies is because in the book I make the argument that when we use language to communicate with one another, we give definition to words. And so words are very subjective. Different people see different words, different people see the same word, and especially in different cultures or in different languages, they see it differently, they intend it differently. And so we can run into a lot of problems, and often do, by using certain words. An example I will give you, two examples. One is, when I was practicing law, I had a couple that went into marriage counseling, and they were arguing over how responsible or irresponsible the wife was. And the wife was maintaining that she was incredibly responsible. And the husband was saying he was frustrated because she was so incredibly irresponsible. And the therapist, who was monitoring this interaction, stopped them and had them each define responsibility. And so the husband defined it as someone who goes to work every day, has a regular job, 9 to 5 or whatever it is, and gets a paycheck at the end of the week for time put in, and then brings that paycheck home and applies it to family expenses and family overhead. The wife described responsibility as caring for the family, making sure that the child has what it needs, making sure that the school and what's happening at the school for the child is in the child's best interest. It's making sure the husband has his needs met, as well as tending to her own career. And she was completely oblivious, or in her definition, a paycheck every week consistently, because she was an entrepreneur and her paychecks varied depending on client activity. That constant paycheck was not part of her definition. And when the husband heard the wife's definition of responsible, he said, you know what? She's right. She's incredibly responsible by her definition. And so there's an example of how you can see that when we use words, they are so subjective, or they're certainly subjective by interpretation. The other example I give, and the one that the book is predicated upon, is the word righteousness. Depending on the culture, righteousness can be, in a religious context, it can be being compassionate, charitable, loving, just. It can be all those things. But in another culture and another religion, righteousness can be strapping on suicide bomb vest and blowing up as many people as possible as you kill yourself, because that's the definition of righteousness under that religious umbrella. My point of the book is that if you take the letter O out of the word righteousness, you're left with right useness. Do it yourself. Take the letter O out of the word righteousness, and you're left with right useness. Well, right useness, I believe, is the rightful use of energy, because that's what we all are. We're just energy transmitting, receiving, all the time. The organs in our body are vibrating at specific frequencies, and they're all vibrating at different frequencies, because at the subatomic level, everything is in fact energy. And so I say that it's easier for us to talk about using energy correctly than it is about being righteous or using subjective definitions for behavior and thereby judging one another. My assertion is if you use energy rightly, for example, nuclear energy, if you build a nuclear power plant and not a nuclear bomb, then you're using energy properly. And in the long run, if we all use energy properly, we will actually create the world that most religions who are life-affirming are trying to create through a bunch of judgmental qualities like righteousness. Okay, having laid the groundwork, let's talk about these 12 principles and the reason that I want to focus on the one that's gratitude. I say that the 12 principles, which are things like forgiveness and love and joy and creativity and courage, etc., there's 12 of them, are really just frequencies. They're frequencies on which energy travels, but we have to call them something. So instead of AM and FM, I've given them the 12 words that are commonly used in the English language and their definitions, only I tweak the definitions to talk about them in terms of energy. So the energy of gratitude in the book is the frequency on which we make direct communication with God or source, whatever you choose to call creator. And it's my assertion that when you express gratitude, when you express gratitude for the blessings in your life, for the gifts in your life, for the things that go well in your life, you are communicating to Source directly your acknowledgement and appreciation for those things, and therefore you trigger the flow of more of those things in your life. However, when we focus on lack, when we focus on what we don't have, and we dismiss what we do, we actually no longer are transmitting on the frequency of gratitude to Source, and we cut off the flow. And so the more we look at lack and the more we look at what we don't have, that's what we get, more of what we don't have. I bring all this up because in a world where we all and often feel so powerless around changing the insanity around us, what's going on in the world today, the chaos and the change and the out of control government and the out of control tech world. What can you do on a personal level to feel good about your day, to feel good about your life? And I would argue that you can be grateful. You can look at the things in your life for which you are grateful and outwardly express them to the universe, to God, to Source, to Creator, to whatever you call that giant intelligence in the sky, so to speak. The reason that I think it works is because I used to be very different myself. I used to focus on lack, and it took me a while, years, maybe one could argue decades, to come around to realizing that the very smallest thing that goes right in your life deserves an acknowledgement of gratitude. And the result is that the more grateful I am, the more the flow comes my way. And I had real experience of that today, and I'm going to share that with you as an example of how this works. And by the way, I say gratitude for everything from a parking space to a good meal to any meal, to temperature less than 100 degrees and low humidity in Texas where I live. I say thank you for the smallest things and the biggest things. And I say thank you for my breakfast. I say thank you for whatever goes right when I wake up in the world. I say thank you for waking up in the morning. But I particularly had to make a call about having my HVAC system serviced for the fall and the winter in my home. And I called my HVAC company that I usually use, and I asked how much the service would be for a fall check on the furnace. And she gave me a quote of a price, And then she said, but you know what? I'm looking at your records and you put in a new system 2 years ago. And with that, you got a free 1 year of service, spring and fall, but it never got applied to your account. And so last year you paid for the service contract, but you're due an entire year. So we'll be out in a couple of weeks and we scheduled a date. And she said, and there'll be no cost, and there'll be no cost in the spring. So I hung up and I did my usual thank you so much because I was anticipating paying for the service. And then I went out and I had some errands to do. And one of the errands is that I've been fostering a cat, and that cat, it turns out, has asthma. And it needs specific medication. It actually needs an inhaler. Who knew there were inhalers for cats? But there are. So I got a prescription from the vet, and it was for the inhaler, the medication itself, not the unit that does the inhaling, but the medication itself. And I went to a local pharmacy to fill it, and they told me that it was $300 for a 1 month supply. And I was incredulous. Clearly, that was not going to happen. So I spent about a half hour there and we looked at all the possible applicable coupons that were available through things like GoodRx and drugs.com and could only get it down to $263 a month. So I said, well, this is ridiculous. So I called the vet and I was asking, were there any other options? And as I asked the question, the receptionist said to me, you know, we were just about to call you. You know the prescription that the doctor gave you the other day? Well, a good Samaritan made a contribution and is purchasing the medication for him. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I mean, it was astonishing, right? Where did this person come from? Well, this person came from, and why me and why my cat? It came from the channel, the frequency of gratitude. I am forever being grateful. And I do charitable things when I can. But this was a moment when the flow was coming back to me. Not the end of the story. So I came home and I ordered online the mechanism that deposits the medication. And it's not expensive. And then the cat wanted to go outside. The cat is pretty unique in that he walks on a leash and a harness. He likes to go for walks outside. So I put on his harness and I put on his leash. And as I opened the front door, a squirrel ran right past the front door and up a giant oak tree in the center of my front lawn. And the cat in that instance broke free of my grip as I wasn't really ready. I was just heading out the door. And up the tree he went. And this is the cat with asthma, by the way. Up the tree he went, wearing his harness and dragging his leash. Now he's up in a giant oak tree, and the leash is getting wrapped around the branches. And I'm thinking, what in the world? The ending of this could be really ugly. And I'm calling him and he's trying to come down now, but he's all entangled. And now the harness is getting tangled and he's sort of choked off. And I'm thinking, I better run in and get my phone and call the fire department because he's way up in this tree. And I run in and I get my phone and I come out. And what I see as I come out is the leash has freed itself from his struggle. He's out on a limb and loses his grip at that instant and comes crashing to the ground into hard earth and a brick circular planting that surrounds the base of this tree. And he lands partially in the dirt, I think, and partially on the brick. He's stunned into immobility. He's all wrapped up in his harness and he's crying. I scoop him up, I bring him inside, I get the leash off, I get the harness off of him, and he's clearly stunned from his experience. I call the vet, and the vet says, give him 24 hours and see how he is tomorrow. He may not eat, he may be lethargic, just let's keep an eye on him. Within an hour, he was running around the house like normal, as if nothing had happened. I said a giant thank you. I said thank you when he landed out of the tree, and I said thank you when I got him in the house and got the harness off that was twisted, and I said thank you from the bottom of my heart an hour later as he was running around the house like nothing happened. There it is. It's an explanation not only about the book, not only about the concept of the right use of energy. It's a personal example of how my day went. And while I could have focused on a lot of aspects of today that potentially could have been negative energy, all I focused on and all I made sure I said gratitude for were those incredible things that happened. Because the more I acknowledge them, the more I acknowledge God, the more I say out loud, thank you for whatever it just was that happened, the more blessings, the more good, the more the flow of gratitude frequency comes back to me, because it is in fact the direct channel to source energy. So the rest of the week, find those things in your life that you can be grateful for and say it out loud. Say it when no one's around and say it when people are around. Don't be afraid and don't be embarrassed. It's a secret that will change your life for the better. No question about it. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. You've been listening to Think for Yourself, and I'll be back here again on Friday. And until then, of course, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.